Hello, GWA and GWA backstage friends. It is your heavy metal lover answering Little Mako's October is Here questionnaire. Yay for fall. Okay, so based on my username, what would my Halloween costume be? Your heavy metal lover would definitely be something like totally rock and roll. A few years back, I went as one of the Misfits, and I don't think I can link to a photo, but yeah, it was Jerry from the Misfits. It was pretty good. Do you celebrate Halloween? Did I celebrate Halloween growing up? Did I go trick or treating? Yeah. When I lived when I was a little kid, lived in the city, so we were all out in the streets after dark in the mid to late 80s. You know, it wasn't like going trick-or-treating at daytime, like how parents take their kids now. It's just fucking weird. But that was fun when I was little. Describe the best or most favorite costume you've ever worn. Sexy bedroom costumes count. But so does my Ghostbusters costume when I was 4, in like late 80s. Ghostbusters 2 that had just dropped, you know, and I had this really badass, like, Ghostbusters, like, proton pack with, like, a little, like, you know, Ghostbusters zapper thing, and I had the, what are they called? The Ecto goggles, too. So I went out in, like, full regalia. I was, like, feeling, it's probably the most confident I've ever felt in my whole goddamn life was that night trick-or-treating as a Ghostbuster. Mummy, werewolf, vampire, or mermaid, which would you rather have sex with and why? I mean, you know, being someone who doesn't want to join the ranks of the undead, not a vampire, I mean, werewolf, like, I'm all for your own, like, body hair journey, but not for me. Mummy, I mean, that's all the lube required for that, I mean... No, I'm gonna have to say mermaid, and you know, I understand that like her bottom, you know, half may be a fish, but I mean, like, mermaids traditionally, as depicted in, you know, art, or I don't know, what do sailors do? Scrimshaw, you know, they usually have like pretty big tits and flowing hair, so you know, there's a lot of great stuff you could do with a mermaid, and you know, if you have to stick it in some weird fish hole. Beast tag, and that's what you do. Also, doing this questionnaire, I'm kind of stoned, guys. So just saying, you know, I'm on a little bit of an elevated plane. So definitely mermaid. What's your favorite film or TV show to watch around Halloween? To watch around Halloween. I guess, one of the, it's really like a fall movie for me, and understanding, like, that this movie doesn't take place entirely in the fall, but it's a school movie, is like Rushmore. For some reason, like, fall reminds me of going back to high school, so Wes Anderson's Rushmore, like, if I, you know, have a nice vista of changing leaves in my window, I'll get a little urge to watch some Wes Anderson. So that's an awesome one if you haven't seen it. Do I enjoy the following? Pumpkin patches, corn mazes, pumpkin spice lattes, basic as fuck. Pumpkin carving, costumes, people asking for free sweets or candy. I really don't enjoy any of those things, especially pumpkin spice lattes. I know shots. I'll tag that, as I know I may use followers and listenership, but I'm sorry. I don't do pumpkin spice stuff. Yeah, I mean, pumpkin patches, corn mazes. Like, why would I? I'm not trying to have like a Daedalus's labyrinth like kind of thing. I don't want to get lost in a maze. I'm an adult. I got better things to do, like sit around and answer questionnaires for audio porn sites. Tell us a really good Halloween joke or a funny Halloween story. I thought about this for a few minutes, and I really don't like jokes necessarily, you know, that sound like jokes, because I'm not a comedian and I can't like pace it. I can't do it. And they're formulaic and they don't really take any wit to deliver, for the most part. A funny Halloween story. So this one happened a few days before Halloween in my earlier years. They were earlier. So I started chatting with this gal in a place that you know, people are wont to chat about hooking up and things. So she says, "Hey, you know, I'm disabled." And I was like, "Oh, hey, yeah, that's." She's like, "Do you mind?" I'm like, "Oh, hey, that's cool. Like, hey," and I'm ADA compliant, you know. I'm like, "Whatever. I think you're really sexy." Anywho, so I go to her place, you know. I knock on her door, and she's there, and she's got, she had an artificial leg. Her leg had been amputated at the hip, so she had like a full prosthesis. So, you know, we exchange pleasantries and get to doing our thing, and it was a little awkward. She as we were getting into it, she'd asked me, "Will you help me will you help me with the strap?" And so her prosthesis was held on with these really thick leather straps, and I was like, "You know, hey, you know, I'm having a little bit of trouble here. You know, you want me to go around to the other side?" She's like, "No, my bra strap." I'm like, "Oh, okay." That's how it started out. So we, you know, we struck a literal balance and did our thing, and it was what it was, and things and fluids went where they went, and you know, so she was kind of there, and it was finished, and you know, she was in definite need of some tag aftercare. So I was like, "Hey, you know, want me to grab like some towels or, you know, or anything like that? I mean, could she have taken her prosthesis off?" And she's like, no, like, just leave." And I was like, "Really? I mean, you sure you don't want me to like help you into the shower?" And she's like, just get out of here." So that's when I came all over an amputee, and I guess perturbed her in some way. She rebuffed my efforts to help her clean up. So that's a funny story that happened around Halloween. I'll make sure that's tagged. This is definitely a not safe for work question here now. Tell us a fun story about yourself that involves either Halloween, October, or autumn in general. I just did, okay? Sing a Halloween-inspired song, or read us a short Halloween-inspired poem. Let me clear my throat. Okay, thank you for abiding my quick pause. So I will sing a scary song that was inspired by the movie Silence of the Lambs. The song is called Lotion, and it's by the Greenskeepers. I'd recommend you check the song out, because it's actually a really good song, even though it's creepy as fuck. So I'll get it started. I'm looking down the hole, you're looking back at me. You're cold and tired, that is easy to see. Lower the rope to you, a bucket on a line. Your membrane will be soft and smooth, and your heart will be mine. It rubs lotion on its skin, or as it gets the hose again. It rubs lotion on its skin.
precious it gets the hose again. Yes, precious it gets the hose. And then it goes on and on. It's a great song. It's a really great song about keeping a woman in a hole in your basement if you are a psychopathic serial killer. If I could go trick-or-treating with three other GWAers, who would it be and why? Oh, man, that's like, that is everyone in our community. Well, the one person I'd have to take is my erotica mind, who always inspires and sometimes demands that I answer these questionnaires only because I love hearing her so much. My best and sweetest GWA pal, Miss Erotica. So what beverage or dish I guess I have to pick during autumn? So I hate pumpkin spice, but my mom makes tremendous pumpkin pie. And the reason it's so tremendous is she doesn't overspice it. So it's not just like, you know, pouring a container of pumpkin spice into your mouth. The shit's potent. Like, use some subtlety in your pumpkin pie, friends. Okay? And it'll be like Heavy Metal Lover's Moms, and it'll be fantastic. So I think that's all I have. Thank you, friends, from GWA and GWA Backstage.